Yes, so, do you want to tell people at home how they can find out about you on the World Wide Web, such as Twitter and whatnot?
Oh, yes, I'm on Twitter. They can follow me at I Am Rachel Paris on Twitter. And my website is rachelparis.com.
Brilliant. So how did you originally get into comedy then?
Well, I've been a musician for a long time, for years. And then I did a bit of acting and a bit of comedy improv, really. I got into it through comedy improv. I was in a group called the Oxford Imps, which has spawned quite a lot of stand-ups. And basically everyone, sort of started off doing improv and then ended up doing stand-up. And I had a go at it, blagged my way into a 20-minute set in my first gig, which was a bit terrifying, and it went well, so I carried on.
So who were your kind of comedy heroes initially then?
When I was little, like, I loved sort of really surreal stuff like Reeves and Mortimer and Punt and Dennis, and I always loved Victoria Wood. So now, doing the musical comedy, she's obviously a big inspiration, but now I love Tim Minchin, David O'Doherty, but also non-musical people. So many good people. I'm just trying to think. I now can't think of anyone.
The problem is as well, I think in your field, is that, not being horrible, but there's a lot of awful, especially at like the kind of open mic you start sort of thing of comedy, there's a lot of awful music acts.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up a guitar or ukulele and then being slightly offensive and rambling on is hilarious. But it's like it is quite an art form to do musical comedy well. And I think
it is.
And there's a lot of people who are just basically chancers, aren't they, really? You know?
I agree. Yeah, I've talked about that before, actually. Yeah, I think that there are a lot of people who... Have you seen that Stuart Lee bit of stand-up where he's in the middle of a joke and he picks up a guitar and just starts tuning it? And then just says, I'm not going to do anything with this, but every word I say for the next few minutes is going to be 10 times funnier. that's what I try and avoid, sort of just using music as just a sort of prop kind of thing. I try and write very proper songs and try and perform them properly. And I think that adds to it. My friend Helen Arney, who I'm in a sort of duo.
Oh, I like Helen. Helen's good.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. We're in a duo, actually, called The Balconettes. And she's sort of a good example of what you can do with the ukulele. but I think she does ukulele orchestra and ukulele sort of groups in comedy and things like that. So it's quite fun. It's a fun thing to do. But I do think, everyone's sort of having a bit of a go at musical comedy at the moment.
She was way ahead, because I did a couple of podcasts with her, and that was about 2 years ago when she first started doing stuff, and it was just like, and now everyone's suddenly catching up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's been doing it for ages, yeah.
In terms of TV, what TV, or just DVDs that you've been watching, what have you been watching recently?
I've been a bit behind the game on this, because I've only recently watched The West Wing, so I'm sort of racing through that, and also Life on Mars.
Great.
With John Sim and things like that. But I totally, totally love all period dramas. I'm addicted to them. So I'm loving Downton Abbey and Titanic and Upstairs, Downstairs. anything with a costume in it, I am there.
What's the new Doctor Who companion like in Titanic? Is she any good?
Is she in that?
She is. She's.
She?
I haven't watched Titanic because obviously I don't mean to be horrible. It's more of a lasses thing, you know. I know what happens as well. So you
I
know.
Accept that.
She's called Jenna Louise Coleman, and I think she's on a ship in some form. She's like quite a petite sort of brunette.
There's a couple.
She's beyond Emmerdale as a lesbian, apparently. So,
is she? Do you think she might be a maid? I wonder if she's
I
that.
I think
pretty.
She might be a maid. Yes.
Oh, I bet I know who it is. Yeah. So, if it's her, she's great. She's really, really good. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of time. I mean, I remember when Matt Smith got cast. Before that, I watched a detective show with him, and it was nothing like how he was going to portray the Doctor. So you can never tell, you know.
Yeah, you can't tell. Yeah. Oh, I think he's good, actually. I think he might. I never thought I'd say this, but I think he might be better than David Tennant. I think I might prefer him.
Oh God! You don't realise how geeky this podcast is. Lots of Doctor Who people who listen to it, and they will be after you. I'm sorry, but they'll write down your name and they'll follow you on Twitter. Oh, you're going to get so much stick on Twitter. Oh, no, I think Tennant was amazing in terms of new Doctor Who, but I think it was because a lot of women fancied him. I think that was the key.
That's how
he got so popular. But if you could see, set up some sort of collaboration for you with any comic out there, who would you like to kind of a one night collaboration with? That's not sexual. I'm not comedy really work, you know.
Oh, that's really hard. I'm already collaborating with some people that I wanted to collaborate with. So I do a show already with Carrie Ad Lloyd. I collaborate quite often with McNeil and Pamphilon. I'm in the Balkanettes with Helen Arney. So those were things I wanted to do, and I'm doing them.
There's no limit either, you know. These can be kind of, it could be Larry David, you know, it could be sort of massive.
Yeah, there's so many. Like, the people that I love, but I don't think for a minute they collaborate. Like musically, it would be amazing to like do something with like David O'Doherty, just because he's amazing. Or actually, there's a musical comedian called Rob Carter, who I just was in the Musical Comedy Awards with, which he won, and he's absolutely brilliant. And I think we've got quite a similar kind of quite dark sense of humour, quite downplayed kind of stage persona. That I think that could be quite a good collaboration. But I mean, the people that I just think are amazing at the moment are like Tony Law, Jess Foster Q.
So you don't miss people out. It's probably better to kind of say someone like Ricky Gervais or someone like that. So anyone at your sort of level will then kind of go, well, you didn't mention this in that podcast, I'm not happy about that. You get snubbed, you see. So, you
know. I think they'll forgive me just because I can't. You know, when you were like, oh, I really should have made a list. There's loads of people.
Where's the questions going to go now? You don't know. That's the thing. You say, I kind of know. But,
and I can't see you. So I'm like, I can't read your face to know what you're going to ask. It's weird.
That's the thing. You see, someone has said like in the past, oh, can I have the questions in advance? And I was like, no.
No.
You know, you've it's the spontaneity is good. And you edit it down and the massive pauses go. And it all looks very, like, you've instantly thought.
Oh, I was going to say that. That's good. You can edit out the bit where I went,
Everyone does it. Everyone goes, not sure about that. Let's think, you know.
Yeah.
So what music are you liking at the moment? What hipster tunes?
Oh, I'm really bad about modern music, you know. I don't think I'm so rubbish. I just sort of listen to like Radio 4 like an old woman. And I'm still into the music I was into years ago, which is sort of 50s jazz, basically 40s 50s jazz. So as for new music, I mean, I like people like sort of Regina Spektor, Tori Amos. I quite like that sort of new country wave. It's probably not new anymore. That's coming through. What are they called? Whose album did I buy? I'm going to kind of look.
It's much easier now because before you had to go and consult your CD stack or whatever. But now it's just like iTunes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm actually going to my CD stack.
Oh, you are? Wow, that is very old school.
Oh, I can't find it. Basically, I'm rubbish at new music. I like jazz. I like jazz.
Well, the next question should feed into that. Which 90s band would you like to see reform?
It's happened. Pulp.
The obvious one. Oh, I thought you were going to say something like Snap or Wigfield or something.
Oh yeah, that should happen. I mean, Pulp was amazing. I saw them in Spain last year at Primavera, and saw them again at the Brixton Academy, and oh my god, Jarvis is so amazing. They were both absolutely brilliant gigs. But in the 90s, I think definitely PJ and Duncan, as called PJ and Duncan, that should happen. On the top of my CD pile, wait there.
Because you've just been listening to it.
I've got, because me and Carly Smallman have got into a habit of making dance moves to 90s tunes, which is a bad habit to get into. And we were doing it to my, one of the first albums I ever bought, Top of the Pops 1998. And it's got Aqua, Five, Lighthouse Family, 911, so many good ones. Oh, do you remember Cleopatra?
Coming at you.
I saw them at the De Montfort Hall when I was 11.
That Leicester?
Yeah. Yeah, I come from Leicester. A Young Kylie Minogue, Billy Myers, Kiss the Rain. It's an amazing album. I'm going to listen to this after we finish doing this.
There's a lot of, like, a lot of you said for that kind of nostalgia of like, especially when you're growing up, that 90s thing, because there's a lot of crap out there, you know, and I remember, like, I've actually recently done a podcast about the 1990s, and, you know, there's a lot of great stuff, but then you always remember stuff like Out to Your Brothers, and,
Yeah,
there's a lot of kind of bad. I mean, Shaggy to me is the ultimate irony. I still like Shaggy. You know, It Wasn't Me is one of the best.
Yeah.
I actually went to an independent record store around the time, and you know, I was into stuff like Radiohead and kind of European dance and stuff, and really cool niche stuff. And then he had a bargain bin and picked up It Wasn't Me, and he was like, oh, and you could just tell straight away he's respected. I was like, well, it's just, you know, it's a fun tune, you know.
He's it's
like,
a fun tune.
Yeah, it's, you know, I want to be Shaggy. Shaggy could be my dad.
He might be, you never know.
He might be, but I don't have the moves. So I really don't have the moves like Shaggy.
Yeah.
I've got a couple more for you. You're on Come Down With Me. You can invite 4 celebrities along to cook for them. Who are you going to have along?
Oh, no. This is one of the ones I'm going to want to think about. Okay. Oh, one's easy. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, Sherlock. Yes.
Because I love him in every way. Someone a bit pretentious, like a classical musician or... do you know what? I'd have Tim Minchin, just because he seems like such a nice man. I don't know him personally, but he seems like such a nice, very funny, very intelligent man. I think he'd have really good chat. And also, he could do a song. So Benedict Cumberbatch, Tim Minchin, and then I'd have probably Miranda, I think.
Miranda Hart.
Yeah, Miranda Hart.
Yes, so you've got 2 more people to do if you come down.
2 more?
Tim Minchin, Cumberbatch, Miranda, so one more.
Hugh Dennis,
nice. I noticed there was only one lady there. Yeah, interesting. I thought you'd have more.
I know.
You'd bounce it up.
I know. What if I was making a proper list with more time, I think there would be more women. Maybe someone like Helen Mirren, if I had an extra seat.
She could stand.
Or Dame Judi Dench. They're all a bit old, aren't they?
Yeah, they're old, and they wouldn't be standing. They would need a seat. Definitely.
They'd need a seat, yeah. Not Helen. Helen doesn't need a seat.
You know, I think she'd probably want one, because she probably thinks, well, you know, I'm brilliant, so I've done a lot. I deserve a seat.
Oh, yeah. A throne.
Yeah, throw them maybe. But the final question, you might have already done this, but you've opened up your own club night in the centre of London town. What are you calling and what music are you playing?
Oh my God.
Is that what it's called?
No. Bare brass and loads of sort of cool swing jazz music. And you have to dress up like retro kind of 40s, 50s, red lipstick, curly hair, and do sort of swing dancing, good swing dancing. I would make everyone learn to dance before they came.
Do you think it would be popular?
Yeah, I do, actually. I know. I've got among a certain crowd, I think it might be the sort of really hardcore, hardcore dance fanatics. I think that might go down well.
And the final question, are you playing Edinburgh?
Yes, I am. I am doing a show at 1:30 called Ostentatious, which is improvised Jane Austen comedy with 3 girls and 3 boys, including Carrie Adloyd. And I'm doing at 10 past 3 at the Three Sisters on Cowgate. I'm doing a show called Paris and Dowler Know What They're Doing with Max Dowler, who is here with me now.
That should be good. I'll drop by. I'll swing by. Yeah. Are they going to be expensive shows, or are you part of the free fringe? Or
they are both free fringe.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be good. But yes, I'll drop you a line when this comes out, and I'll bug you about crap 90s bands on Twitter. So yeah.
Brilliant.
So, I'll cool. See you soon. Take care.
Cheers.
Right?
Bye.
Bye.